This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to share a verse in closing that sets the tone for this whole message series on belief. It's John 8:24. Jesus is speaking. This is one of the most understated statements in all the Bible. I've never heard a minister talk about this verse ever. Never heard my dad talk about it, but it's Jesus saying this. I told you that you would die in your sins if you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be. You will indeed die in your sins. Isn't that a remarkable statement? Jesus doesn't say you will die in your sins if you don't walk the straight and narrow. He doesn't say you will die in your sins if you don't follow this prescribed plan of behavior. He said you will die in your sins if you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be. That's incredible. An incredible statement. Jesus said you will die in your sins if you do not believe I am the one I claim to be. I like to go to old cemeteries, and I'm talking about ancient cemeteries where they used to write epitaphs on the bottom of the stone. And you will tear up at some of those old cemeteries. They'll say, a beloved mother, and they will have a statement about their mother or father. But I can't imagine a sadder epitaph to be on a stone. I've never seen it, never hoped to see it, but where it says this, he died in his sins. She died in her sins. Nothing is sadder than that to say that a person died in their sins, and yet Jesus said, if you don't believe that I'm the one I claim to be, you will indeed die in your sins. When I was younger, I never listened to a minister by the name of Adrian Rogers, but in the last 5 or 6 years, I started listening to Adrian from Memphis, Tennessee. Adrian has now gone to be with the Lord. But Adrian Rogers tells a great story on himself, and that's one thing I appreciate about Adrian Rogers, that he could tell a story that makes him look bad. That's humility. And that also shows his self-confidence and humility at the same time, in my opinion. He said he was at the Memphis airport waiting on a flight, had the newspaper out, drinking a cup of tea or coffee, and he was reading the paper, whatever he was doing, reading a book, and waiting for this flight to take off. And about 30 or 40 minutes of waiting went by. He said, I wonder when this plane is going to take off. So he goes up to the gate agent at the gate and says, can you tell me when flight 54 is going to take off? And the flight attendant said, sir, it took off 15 minutes ago. Didn't you hear the boarding announcement? Didn't you hear last call for flight 54? He was so engrossed in his paper and his cup of tea, he didn't even hear what was going on, and he missed the flight. And Adrian Rogers, when he told the people in the church that story, he said, that's the kind of preacher you have, a guy that would sit through an announcement right at the gate. But here's what he said. It was so powerful. He said, as sad as it was that I missed the flight, there was another flight. And he said, the tragedy in life is so many people are near the gate, so to speak, and do not come into the kingdom of God, and do not come into heaven for this simple reason, not because they were so bad and they were so wicked. We want to write people off because of their behavior. Well, he'll never go to heaven because of what he did, and we pronounce judgment on people. She'll never go to heaven because of what she did 20 years ago, and we dismiss people to hell. We've all done that. And Jesus comes along in John 8:24 and says, I tell you, if you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be, you will indeed die in your sins. 8 weeks starting today on the word believe, I'm going to challenge you to look at what you believe about God, what you believe about Jesus, what you believe about the word of God, and what you believe about yourself, because it impacts everything else about your life. Let's pray together.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.